Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, February the 26th, 2024, 17 minutes past the hour. We are still in the month of February, but it's the last Monday in the month of February. How about that? Well, boy, this is an informational program here this morning, so I'm glad everybody's tuned in. Now, we're going to start off with a little information from McDonald's, because I want to let everybody know that the free Shamrock Shake, exclusively on DoorDash, for orders of $15 or more, will be available, I guess is available now, starting yesterday, February 25th through March the 4th. So a free Shamrock Shake exclusively on DoorDash for orders of $15 or more at participating McDonald's, February 25th through March the 4th. Of course, on here it says 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road, that McDonald's, but who knows? It could be all the McDonald's for all I know. But I guess this Shamrock Shake is kind of like the grasshopper that they used to have at Denny's and other places, you know, a mint shake. I don't know if I'm a big fan of mint shakes. Mint ice cream's okay, but if you do like mint ice cream and you do like the Shamrock, the free Shamrock Shake is available. Now, that's the first bit of information this morning. A lot to go over here this morning. A lot to talk about on a Monday morning. How about that? Well, I do want to mention some of the normal things here that Jessica Hauser came back on Friday for week number two. She was here for the entire 2 hours last week from 9:15 until 11 a.m. And you know what's interesting? Jessica came back, 2 weeks ago, and she had not been on with me for 12 years. Now, 12 years ago, she used to be on with me every Wednesday morning when I was at another radio station. And I used to have a lot of fun with her. And recently ran into her again, and we decided to do this again. And the first week she came in, and I thought she was very good, and I thought, okay, let's see how this goes. She came in the second week, and she was very good again. So it's nice that it's a continuing thing. She gets along with Matt very well. Those conversations go very well. So I was glad to have Jess back for week number two. And I know she is going to be on vacation this week. And a lot going on this week anyway. So it's weird how timing comes together. But she'll be back in 2 weeks for another round of programming. Now, I'm going to get to what's going to go on this Thursday and Friday. This Thursday and Friday are going to be a very unique couple days here in Marion, and I'm going to get to that here momentarily. Now, I want to thank everybody. As many of you know who tuned in on Friday, the birthday was actually on Saturday, but the birthday on Friday was a lot of fun because it was the last day on air before the birthday on Saturday. So a lot of very nice people called in and came in on Friday, and I want to thank Mary Ellen Withrow and Sam Donaldson and Sally Jesse Raphael and Cousin Brucey and Dick Cavett for all calling in on Friday and saying very nice things that that of course they did not have to say. And you know, the thing about that is it's very nice to call in and say happy birthday. But Sally Jesse Raphael, who has no reason at this point in her career to call in and say anything nice to me, said such nice things on Friday morning. I was shocked. And I didn't know any of that was coming. So I guess it was just a great day to hear from all of those people. She made me sound far better than I really am. Now, to be honest with you, they all made me sound far better than I really am, from Sam to Mary Ellen to Cousin Brucey to Sally Jesse to Dick Cavett. They all made me sound better than I actually am, but that they would call in and say it was very exciting, and I appreciate it more than they'll ever know. Now, here's the thing I wanted to point out, though, and this is going to come back to something I'm going to talk about later on this morning. People give Marion such a bad reputation. And you know what? Yes, we've got our problems. I'm not saying we don't have our problems. But let me tell you this. My entire broadcasting career has pretty much emanated out of Marion. And for people who say that you can't do anything out of Marion, well, you know what? I think I'm living proof that you can. Because every one of those people I just mentioned who called in on Friday is not from Marion. I don't think any of them besides Mary Ellen have ever been to Marion. And yet they're calling in on a Marion show to say those nice things of a Marion broadcaster. Now, this should be a lesson to anybody, because trust me, people can do a lot better than I can do. But this should be a lesson to anybody, no matter what field you're in. If you want to succeed, you certainly can start in Marion, Ohio, and you certainly can succeed on a level that goes beyond Marion if that's what you so should choose to do. Nothing wrong with being a local broadcaster. I've known a lot of great local broadcasters. But if your goal is to do something beyond Marion, doesn't mean you have to leave Marion to do it. Technology and things of that nature have changed the way that that's all done. So the things that they said on Friday were incredibly nice, and I want to thank them for that. Now, also, a lot of people ask me about Phil Donahue, because Phil Donahue, I think people who know this program realize that I have a great like for Phil Donahue. I've been over to the penthouse in New York. He's done interviews with me when he doesn't do them for other people. And I think a lot of people wondered why I did not hear from Phil Donahue on Friday. Well, I'll tell you why. Phil Donahue was under the weather, but this is just to show you how nice a guy he is. I got a message from him on Saturday, which was actually my birthday. And what he said was, he said he was sending this through the person who was sending the message because he was under the weather. He said to send that old boy his love, only the best and the brightest wishes on his birthday, and to let me know that there is a call down the road for a good old catching up. And, you know, Phil Donahue doesn't have to do that. I'm sure he's got other things to do. This man invented the daytime talk show. So I thank Phil Donahue for the very nice birthday wishes on Saturday. So if you were wondering why we didn't hear from Phil Donahue on Friday, that's probably why, under the weather, but doing okay, and very nice of him to send that message, and sounds like we're going to hear from him sometime in the very near future when he's feeling better, and that will be great because I always love talking to Phil Donahue. Now, next bit of business here this morning. Let's see. Well, I want to talk about the birthday itself because those were the celebrity things that happened. But I had a lot of fun on Friday morning with Matt and Jess and Pastor Craig at the studio. That was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with Carrington and Matt on Friday night. It's always a lot of fun hanging out with them. And then on Saturday, I went out to lunch with Pastor Craig at Stewart's Root Beer. Pastor Craig is just a great guy. I think you know that by listening to him here on the station. He's always very nice to me. You know, I don't think I've ever had a bad conversation with Pastor Craig. No matter what we're talking about or where we're talking about it at, he's been to cookouts at my house. We've sat around the station talking. Saturday we went to Stewart's. Always just a good conversation. So it was fun to have lunch with him on Saturday. And then, while I was at Stewart's, I ran into Michelle. A lot of people have asked about Michelle. I had not seen her in quite a while, but of course, because that was the second day that Stewart's was open for the season, she came out, and I sat and talked to her for I don't know how long, just catching up on everything. And it's always a pleasure to be around Michelle. And I'll tell you the interesting thing about her is that it's one of those things where I had not talked or seen Michelle for probably, I don't know, 6 months, something like that. And as soon as we started talking, it was like no time had passed. So to have friends like that, very, very, very nice. So then I did that. Then I had some people who wanted to get dinner that night, so I went out and did that. And then, of course, you know, family wanted to do a birthday cake thing, and they wanted to go out to a few stores, so I did that. You know, I was so busy on Saturday, it was really ridiculous. I think from Saturday morning, 9 a.m., until I got home Saturday night after 11, it didn't stop. So everybody who made the birthday great, I thank them, and everybody who sent me a message, I thank them. It was all very, very nice. You know, I always say being surrounded by the right people is very important. And I just think I'm surrounded by some of the best people that you would ever be surrounded by. And I'm lucky in that particular way. So that was how the birthday went. And again, a lot of fun. Now, beyond that, timing is a weird thing. On Friday last week, I got an email about being invited on a national podcast. Because you know the world's podcasting now. That's the way that we've turned. And I was invited on this national podcast by this person. I have no idea who they are, but they explained it to me in the email. They sent me two emails on Friday to see that I would possibly be on their show. And they had listened to my work, I guess, on the internet, is what my understanding was. Now, I'm not going to go on the podcast because, to be honest with you, I'm a terrible guest. Now, I'm an okay host. I can host okay. But a guest, I'm a terrible guest. And to be honest with you, to go on a national podcast as a guest, it wouldn't be good because I really don't have anything to say. I don't have any opinions to give. I don't have any... My story is not all that interesting. I really don't know what I would have to say to anybody on a national level, so I'm not going to do it. But, again, I thank that person for inviting me on that podcast, and I hope it does very well. And I assume it is doing well, being a national podcast. But I mention that because I want to say, again, you don't have to be outside of Marion to do things that people recognize outside of Marion. And I've been lucky enough, and I do use the word lucky because I do think it's luck. I don't know how much talent plays into it. I don't think there's a whole lot of talent on my end. But I certainly do think that luck plays into it, and so I'm lucky enough to have that sort of thing happen. And, again, Marion, a good place to be. Okay, for all of you keeping track, for months and months and months and months now, I had celebrated 10 years at Kroger, and I had wanted to order this Studebaker radio, and I've even had people ask me in public, have you ordered that radio yet? Have you ordered that radio yet? And I never got around to ordering it. Well, guess what? This past weekend, I did get around to ordering it. A matter of fact, I ordered it yesterday, and it should be here it should ship on March the 12th is what I was told. Now, I guess I'll get it sometime that week, but March the 12th is the shipping date, so I look forward to that. And apparently, I also learned this morning, and again, this person did not have to do this, but apparently a birthday gift is coming in the mail from a different state. So, there you go. Friday night show on Friday was great. Had a lot of fun with Carrington and Matt. It's always fun to kid around with them. And big events going on with them this week, Thursday and Friday, and Saturday, for a matter of fact, that I'm going to get into here momentarily. Now that's all out of the way, if anybody has anything to say about that, we can talk about that before I get on to the next thing here. But the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. That was a lot of stuff there from Jessica being back on the radio, Jessica Hauser being back on the radio for us, the birthday show on Friday. I know I couldn't take too many phone calls because the people were calling in and we had guests all day. The national invite, or the invite to be on the national podcast, I should say. I have finally ordered my Studebaker radio. It will ship out on March the 12th. Apparently a gift on the way from a different state. When it shows up, I'll let you know about it. Friday night show was good. I think that pretty well covers the waterfront. But I think it's just so important. Oh, and I saw one of our favorite, I got to mention this. On Friday, I was at the Jersey, and I saw one of our longtime listeners, and it was good to see her on Friday at the Jersey. Went to the Jersey. I know first time this season I've been to the Jersey, but I saw her on Friday when I was at the Jersey, and it was always good to always is good to see her out and about. It's always good to see somebody who listens to the show and pays attention and so on and so forth. So glad of all that. A lot of fun. Great week last week. Great birthday. And what can you say? A lot of fun. So again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, I think this is going to be my goal in life at some point, is to convey the message to people. And I try to convey it to Matt and Carrington that if you want to leave Marion and go someplace else to do whatever you want to do, that's perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with that. But do you have to leave at this point to do big things? I'm not sure that you do. Certainly not in broadcasting. I think it's a whole different world. And unfortunately for people in the past, I think it was different because we didn't have this thing called the internet. We didn't have this thing podcasting. We didn't have this thing social media where people can listen in Marion, Ohio, but people can listen in Idaho and Florida and New York and California and Chicago and other countries. So it's a whole new world. And I think that's a plus. I think that's for the good. All right. And also, I think, again, I want to say people who do nice things for you who don't have to do them, there's something about that. You know, when you feel that somebody feels obligated to do something, well, that is, it's like at Christmas when you give a Christmas gift and then you get one back. You know, you kind of feel like that was an obligation. Well, when people do stuff just to do it, well, that's a little different, and you tend to appreciate that. And I felt that everybody who did something in regard to my birthday, from the people who called in to the people I had lunch and dinner with to the people who I saw, you know, I think they were just doing that because they wanted to do it. So, you know, I have a good respect for that and appreciation for that. I am a lucky duck, trust me. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind. And I can report, when I went to Stewart's on Saturday, that I did have the shredded chicken sandwich, the curly fries, and the large in-a-mug diet root beer. So I stayed true to form in the meal that I get when I go to Stewart's. So I guess I'm consistent. And also, when I went to the Jersey on Friday, I got an Oreo Clipper. Now, it's not an Oreo Blizzard, but it was an Oreo Clipper. So I did have that as well. Okay, now, for the big news that we made on Friday, or announced on Friday, and hopefully we'll be able to talk a lot about this week, which I'm sure we will, this coming Friday, March the 1st, is the 30th anniversary of Mary Ellen Withrow being sworn in as the 40th Treasurer of the United States. And let me tell you, the city of Marion is really, the city and the county, I guess I should say, are really coming together to make this two-day period, February the 29th and March the 1st, a very exciting occasion for Mary Ellen. And it's going to be historic for a lot of reasons. Now, let me run this down. On Thursday morning, February the 29th, this whole thing will start. Mary Ellen will be live on the air with me Thursday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. And we're going to recount her story and what it was like 30 years ago this time when she was being sworn in as Treasurer of the United States. That'll be Thursday morning on this morning program, 8:15 to 10 a.m. Then, On Thursday, she will be going to Harding High School, of which she graduated, and she will be speaking to the AP History kids, students, having lunch with them, and then taking questions from them in regard to her career. Then at the end of the day on Thursday, she will be going to Pleasant High School and speaking to the entire middle school and high school together in a big assembly in the auditorium on Thursday. Then on Friday, she will be going to River Valley and speaking to the entire middle school and high school Friday morning. Then she goes back Friday afternoon to where it all started, her political career, Elgin, in 1969. And she'll be speaking to all the staff and middle school and high school at Elgin in a big assembly. Then at 3:30, from 3:30 to 4:30 on Friday, she'll be going to Kingston out on James Way here in Marion. And there'll be a public reception that's going to have all kind of drink. I believe there's going to be wine and punch and water, and there's going to be food. There's going to be special desserts, and there's going to be cheese trays, and there's going to be, what else is going to be there? Vegetable trays, all kinds of great things at Kingston from 3:30 until 4:30 on Friday. And I've got to thank Bob Goyer at Kingston, who has really gone above and beyond in making this public event a very fun, really first-class event. Bob has really put a lot of time and effort into this, and it's going to be great on Friday. And again, anybody is invited to that. So if you're listening, I hope you come out Friday to the public event, 3:30 to 4:30 on Friday at Kingston. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, here's essentially what's going to happen at all these schools and at the special event at Kingston. What will happen is Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I will be with Mary Ellen at all of these events. And essentially what's going to happen is I will start the program, basically sharing a few memories of Mary Ellen and what she did 30 years ago. And then it's interesting because Carrington is a graduate of Pleasant and Matt is a graduate of River Valley. And they are going to talk for about a minute each about the impact that Mary Ellen has had on them. Because the interesting thing is neither one of them was born, Matt being 20 and Carrington being 22, neither one of them was born when Mary Ellen left office in 2001. But they've gotten to know her through the station, interviews, Christmas parties, Groundhog Day, all those things. So they're going to talk about the impact she has had on them, being that they weren't even around when she was in office. So they'll be at these events speaking. And then we have a video. There's a brand new video put together. I think it's 11 minutes, but it shows Mary Ellen's... you can't go over the entire career. But basically, it's a very positive look, and as much as you can cram in 11 minutes in regard to her career. The video has never been seen before. Mary Ellen's in it. There's footage from her swearing-in day 30 years ago. There are pictures with the presidents that she has met. There are pictures from that day 30 years ago when she was sworn in. All kinds of great stuff in this 11-minute video, and that 11-minute video will also be shown at each school. And then Mary Ellen is actually going to speak at these events, and here's what's going to be so neat about this. Mary Ellen is going to give the speech that she gave 30 years ago to the day in Washington when she was sworn in as Treasurer of the United States. She's going to give it again, and it's the first time she's given it in 30 years. So she's going to do that at Harding. She's going to do that at Pleasant. She's going to do that at River Valley. She's going to do that at Elgin. And she's going to do that at the public event at Kingston on Friday. So make sure you're there at 3:30. You'll get some great drinks, some great food, and get to see a great program on Friday at Kingston. And who knows who's going to stop by? I've talked to several people who live in Ohio, who live outside of Marion, who are all interested in stopping by, and all kinds of stuff could be going on that I guess you'll just have to be there to see what happens. It's going to be an interesting 2 days honoring Mary Ellen coming up this Thursday and Friday. And again, the people who are helping putting this on, everybody at the schools has been great. Everybody at Kingston, as I said, particularly Bob Goyer, has been great in putting this together. So you will probably see things about this on social media and who knows, in publications. I'm not sure how that all works anymore. But you will see things about that, I think, as the week goes on. And it's really a great, I don't know, there's just something fun about this because it's once in a lifetime. It's the 30th anniversary. Mary Ellen is still good to do all of these things. And it's great to be able to take these kids, 20 and 22, out to do these things. It just couldn't get any better. It's going to be absolute fun. And historic events, it's going to be one of those things where 10 or 20 years now from now, somebody's going to say, did you attend those events? Were you around when that happened? And I hope you're able to say yes. So that is what is going on Thursday and Friday. All right. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And it's going to be kind of a mix at Kingston. I know most of the people from the radio station are going to be there. I know, obviously, the residents are going to be there. I'm aware of some local politicians that are going to be there. I believe some of Mary Ellen's family is going to be there. And hopefully people from the public will come out for this event at Kingston on Friday. Nothing more... Boy, I'll tell you, I'm exhausted just thinking about all this. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I just wanted to say that was very encouraging what you said about broadcasting. It's a tough field, and for people who are just starting out, you know, it's daunting, and people have to realize that you can make a start in any field, broadcasting or writing or anything, any place, and I think people need to hear that, so that was very good to hear.
Well, I'm glad to hear, and I, you know, it's interesting that I would be giving this speech on this morning, because broadcasting can be difficult, but also, I look at what Mary Ellen did, and I think that's one of the great messages of this weekend. She went from Elgin School Board to Treasurer of the United States in 25 years.
She's amazing. I hadn't really been familiar with her until I began listening a few days ago, and she's very intriguing. I'm not from that area, so, but I find her story very inspiring.
Now, how did you start listening a few days ago, and have you been enjoying things?
Yes, I have. I found your show online, and I'm actually the one who's starting a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I think I would be a boring guest, is what I think.
Well, it's I find you intriguing, because you've interviewed so many celebrities, and I've known a few celebrities, I've corresponded with a few, and I just think it would be fun, but, you know, that's totally up to you, and I don't even know how it's going to go yet. I have yet to, I'm still in the early stages of planning and putting it together.
I think it'll go great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I've been told I have a very good voice.
You do. You have a great voice. Now, where are you listening from this morning?
I'm out of a place called Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. It's a very small town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you appreciated the message because, you know, Friday was a good example to me. When all the people were calling in, you know, the Sally Jesse Raphaels and the Sam Donaldsons and that group, it's such, you know, those people don't have to say nice things about me, and I it's nice to hear them, but I think it is a great message that they're not living in Marion, Ohio. They're not living in Ohio. I doubt they've ever been here, but yet they do have a connection now to Marion, and when you come up, this is something that I think
you don't think about. You think, I got to get out of town. I got to go to New York. I got to go to Chicago. I got to go to Los Angeles. Well, I don't think the world is like that anymore. And I hope that message does get out. And I'm glad it resonated with you.
Well, thank you. And yeah, the internet makes it really possible to do that. And I'm very grateful of that. I did a podcast a couple of years ago during the pandemic, and that really opened the door for me. And I just recently started getting into it when my writing career has taken a slump.
Now, I was interested to know, now, who did you write for? Were you a freelance author, or did you write for somebody in particular?
I'm a freelance writer, yeah. I have a couple of self-published books out, but they're not doing very well.
Now, was I right? You had a relationship with Betty White?
Yes, I did. Yes. We corresponded off and on for about a year when I was in my teens, and I have a lot of things she sent me. She sent me letters, and I have like 3 autographed pictures from her, and I have pictures of her animals, and she's just a nice lady.
You know, I Betty White was on this program several times, and I met Betty White once in, I believe it was Cincinnati. And my favorite Betty White story is that we were going down to interview her, and I had taken an engineer with me to help, you know, run the equipment. So we get down there, and this person was a big fan of Golden Girls, I think. So the whole time we're going down there, they're very nervous about what they're going to say when they meet Betty White. And I said, it'll be okay. It shouldn't be any problem. I'm sure she's a very nice lady. So after she's done at this benefit, we walk up to her. She knows we're coming. And I say, Betty, it's great to meet you, because we'd talked on the phone before. And she was just as nice as could be. And the engineer was just, I could see, you know, overwhelmed that here's Betty White standing in front of him. And I think what happened was the first thing he could think of popped out of his mouth. And he said, you look great. And she said, don't be so surprised by that. So, you know, she was funny in person.
Yeah, she really was a great humorist naturally. And she just had something that not a lot of people have and not a lot of people have today. And I admired her. She helped me believe in myself, and she, too, was a writer. She wrote, I think, 4 or 5 books, and I have a book that she sent me, and I treasure it. And she was just great. She even wanted to read one of my stories, but it just never happened because she got too busy, and I wasn't writing seriously then, and it just never happened. But I will always be grateful to her.
Now, where has your work been published? What places have ran your articles?
When I started out, back in 20, I went to school for writing in 2014. I studied online freelancing, and then I studied children's writing and creative writing. And then I wrote for newspapers. I wrote little celebrity profiles. Like, I've written for the Beverly Hills Courier. I did a story on Lucille Ball.
Oh.
I've written for Cinema Retro, where I wrote, like, reviews on... I love classic film, so that's what I started out as, a classic film reviewer. I wrote reviews on the movie Mame and Yours, Mine, and Ours from 1968. And then I had a column for an online blog called the Washington Independent Review of Books, where I had a monthly column for a year on writing. And Kitty Kelly, I don't know if you're familiar with her. She got me into that.
How's she doing? I haven't heard too much from her recently.
I don't know. I lost touch with her many years ago, so I have no way of knowing anymore. All my contacts seem to disappear after a while.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
I know. And, so I did that for a while, and then I got back into studying for a while, so I wasn't writing, because I find it hard to study and focus on publishing at the same time. So then after a few more classes, I started self-publishing, and I published a book about my pets, like a photo book. And then I published a book about my writing experiences, and I included some poetry in that.
Very, very. Now, how far, do you know how far you are from Marion, Ohio, being in Pennsylvania?
I'm about, I think, 5 or 6 hours away.
And what was it, it begins with an L, what was the name of it again?
It's called Lock Haven, L-O-C-K-H-A-V-E-N.
Lock Haven. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know what your schedule's like, but if you're around on Friday and are able to attend this event with Mary Ellen and are intrigued by her, I'm sure I could get you an interview with her.
That would be nice, but I don't, I'm not a traveler. I'm not able to travel because I'm visually impaired.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, but yeah, I appreciate that offer. That's very nice. But I will definitely be listening and following to the coverage.
Well, and I hope that, I hope you will stick with the station now. I like that you're listening over there in Pennsylvania.
Oh, thank you. And I will, definitely.
And I'll tell you, you know what, you were so nice this morning to call in and said, you know, very nice things. So, you know, if you ever do want me on, I might be a boring guest, but if you ever do want me on, I'll do it.
Oh, well, thank you. But I don't find you boring at all, because I like the fact that you, you're an honest person. You ask very good questions in your interviews. And I like your journalistic approach. I really do. Like, you have something that not a lot of journalists have.
I see, I don't know if it's approach or lack of approach. I'm not sure which it is yet.
I just find that you have such a rapport with your audience and the little, you know, stories that you throw in between the columns and stuff. It's just really good, and I like that.
Well, I'm so glad you're listening there. I'm so glad that you're getting, and that's my advice, just get in. Get in and start doing it. And, you know, the nice thing that Sally said about me on Friday, I don't know if you heard that, but it was persistent. And persistence does pay off. Don't let people tell you no. If they say no, go back in again and again and again, nicely, of course, until they say yes. So I think that's very, very important.
Okay, well, thank you. And I admire her. She's great. I can remember watching her show when I was younger.
Did you get to hear her call in on Friday?
No, I missed that episode.
Well, I tell you, it's online if you get a chance to hear it. It's not too bad.
Okay, but I wanted to say happy belated birthday as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you, and I'll keep your journalistic offer in mind, and once I get this podcast out, maybe we can work something out.
Absolutely. I'm all in. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. People listening in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. Well, hey, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? You know, and I'll just tell you, it's no down on me. I just really, I don't feel like I have anything to say, but she sounded so very nice and said such nice things that, you know, I'll go on. Maybe she can make me interesting. You never know. Might take a lot of work, but certainly willing to go on. Appreciate that phone call. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's interesting, the stories in between the phone calls and whatever we're doing here on the morning show, I hope they're interesting. I certainly don't write them down, per se, but we hope they're entertaining. Some mornings they are, some mornings they're not. You know, you got 10 hours to fill a week. It sometimes can be a little tricky. But this event with Mary Ellen, I just hope that people realize the significance of this. As I've said before, I think living in Marion, Ohio, that people, I don't want to say they don't appreciate Mary Ellen, because it's not that. But it's just because she's been back in this community now after she retired that it's become kind of commonplace to see her places. But she is such a well-known person on the national level, and what she has done is absolutely unparalleled. And I always say this, And however you feel about President Harding, unfortunately, there was some scandal involved there, whether you believe he was involved in it or not, and that gave Marion a bad reputation for a good period of time. And Mary Ellen came and cleaned that all up on the political level. I mean, you can't make it go away, but it was somebody from Marion who went to the national level and didn't have any scandals, didn't have any bad things happen. And I just cannot be more... to be friends with Mary Ellen has been fun. You know, usually, as a journalist, you're not friends with the people you interview, or at least to the level to where they're coming over for cookouts and things of that nature. But Mary Ellen has done that. And it sounds funny, but Mary Ellen has swept my garage out. So one of those Marion icons that we were talking about Friday certainly has been very good to me. I don't know what more to say than that. All right. 740-751-4038. 3 minutes left this in this particular hour, but we've got a whole nother hour coming up and a whole lot more fun here on the show. But again, the schedule will be Mary Ellen will be live with me. And by the way, if you want to call in during that show, I'm sure we will take phone calls on Thursday morning. So mark it on your calendar with a big red circle. Thursday morning, 8:10 until 10 a.m., Mary Ellen live in the studio with me. Discussing her career and what happened 30 years ago on this particular date coming up Thursday and Friday. Thursday, she will be speaking at Harding and Pleasant. Friday, River Valley Elgin, and then the big reception, which everybody's invited to at Kingston, 3:30. We're going to say 5, but I think it's going to be a program. So you'll want to get there at 3:30 for the start of the program, 3:30 to 4:30 on Friday. And, I'll tell you who would be a good guest is Carrington and Matt when the podcast gets up and running there, because they're young and they've got a unique perspective. And I'm interested to see what they're going to say about Mary Ellen on Friday, to be honest with you, because I think being born after she left office gives them a different perspective than certainly I would have. Or anybody else would have, because they've really gotten to like her and I think researched her more since getting to meet her through the station. So I think that's great. And again, I know there are some other dignitaries who are in the works at these events, but I don't want to give that away because you never know who's going to show, and some of it might be a surprise. So you never know where you're going to show up. And you're going to see something that is going to be a lot of fun. And again, thanks for all the birthday wishes. And thanks to everybody who called in. And I've got a whole nother hour to go. So there's going to be much more to talk about in hour number 2 this morning. So don't you dare flip that dial. You're tuned in to the Scott Spears program.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true?